little after 10:20. We're going to start with agenda item 10. Okay. Mr. Hayashi, if you are somewhere near, please come in. All right, agenda item 10, the Toro Creek Canyon Oil Facility item. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is an information item, but I should point out that we should give credit to the State Board. All right, we have a representative here. Regarding this ongoing, really a pollution prevention project for the Toro Creek Canyon Oil Facility, in that the State Board approved cleanup and abatement account funds, I believe it was done administratively, but approved those funds of $96,500 earlier this year to the county, Santa Barbara County, and the county is proceeding with the prevention of overflow of oil to Toro Canyon Creek, which has happened in the past and has created a big mess. So this is basically a legacy pollution problem, and various parties have been, Fish and Game and Coast Guard have been involved, and us have been involved in the past with either cleaning up when it has overflowed or trying to keep the facility operating to prevent it from overflowing. So the county is now somewhat stabilized in terms of having this cleanup and abatement account funding, and they are proceeding with the operation and maintenance of the oil water separator at that facility. So thanks to the State Board for allowing that to happen. And the information item, we'll take any questions that you have.
Any board comments or questions on this item? Okay. Any member of the public wish to address the board on this item? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Briggs.